Probably for me, my favorite proverb, at least today, is Proverbs 3. Such a powerful word in so many areas. But verse 9 and 10 is what I want to talk about for the offering this morning. Amen. Because I want you to be able to attach your faith to something. And when you hear the word has power. And when the word goes forth, it'll stir your heart and it won't return void. So whoever hears this word and believes it, they're going to receive it and walk in it. Amen. So even if it's two verses, you grab a hold of these two verses, it'll change your life. It will literally change your life. Proverbs 3, 9, and not just these two verses, the whole Bible. But we'd be here for years and years and eternity learning about the word. But here, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. That word honor there, really the root word for honor is heavy. It's weighty. It's weighty. So it says honor the Lord. So honor must be to the Lord above everything else. Honor the Lord. That's a weighty matter. If you can break through to put the Lord above everything else, you'll walk in verse 10. Honor the Lord with what? With your possessions. New Living Translation says wealth. It's talking about money, finances, assets, tangible things. Okay, you can't miss that. People will put words on things and try to disprove the prosperity message. It's talking about wealth. Amen. It's talking about wealth. You can't misinterpret that scripture. It's talking about your possessions, what you earn, what you make, your 401k, your paycheck. Amen. Your house, your car, everything. Honor the Lord with it. It's got to come above everything else. Everything else. See, if you honor the world with your possessions, you will not receive. Verse 10. You have to honor the Lord. And it's a weighty matter. Everything that you honor the Lord with has the ability for the Lord to bless and to prosper you. Everything, not just finances, not just possessions, not just wealth. If you honor the Lord with your time, if you honor the Lord with your marriage, all these areas, the blessing of the Lord comes upon. It's a weighty matter. It's weighty to God. Why? Because He desires to fulfill His promise and bless you. That's why it's weighty. Because God wants to release it to you. But He cannot till you honor Him with it. You have a free will, church, to honor the Lord with your life, with your possessions. Honor the Lord with your possessions. That it also means glorious and in number. So honor means everything, not just a percentage. I know we give a tithe, 10%, but that doesn't mean the 90% isn't the Lord's. You hear what I'm saying? What you give in the offering isn't just the Lord's. Your life is the Lord's. Your life is an offering. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your life, you honor the Lord with your life. That's why you're here today. Why? You're honoring the Lord. This is a weighty matter. People wonder, why do you make time to go to church? Because it's weighty. The Lord sees it. The Lord blesses the fellowship of the church coming together. It's weighty to Him. Amen? Because we are His possession. Think about that. The body is God's possession. We are His children. It's a weighty matter to come to church. And some people blow it off. They'll just, if I can get two Sundays a month, I'm doing good. You don't understand the weight of what you're doing. Because your ability to be here at church is blessing every other person in this sanctuary this morning. Amen. Your smile, your witness here this morning, amen, is blessing everybody around you. Everybody around you. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So that word first fruits there is chief and principal. Chief, the very best, the very first, you bring honor to God. You honor God with the very beginning, the chief, the very first thing that comes in goes to God. So when we wake up in the morning, what should our words be to God? Very first thing we say should give glory and thanksgiving to God above everything else. You honor the Lord with your possession. You possess a voice, don't you? Think about that. Every word out of your mouth, if it honors God, God can bless and prosper and multiply. Amen. Life and death is in the, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Why is that? Because it's a weighty matter. You honor the Lord with your possessions. You honor Him with your voice. You honor Him with your prayer, your devotion, your life. Amen. I honor the Lord with my marriage. So there's times I need to repent. Amen. Because it's a weighty matter. It's covenant. People take marriage, just blow it off. No! Very weighty. Marriage is very important to God. Family is very important to God. And if we put weight on what God puts weight on, we'll see the glory of God in those areas. This is an offering message, I promise. The first fruits of all your increase. Anything that comes in, you must honor God with it. That is not saying you give it all to God every little bit because you have bills to pay. You have things, you have food you need to purchase. I understand that. But you can still honor God with everything and still He knows what you have need of to live. You understand what I'm saying? Your heart can be 100% for God and then He'll guide you through the affairs of life. It doesn't mean you're on your face every second of every day in the church building to honor God. You honor God with your heart. You give Him everything. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. You do number 9, you get number 10. Understand steps. You don't do number 9, no number 10. Verse 10, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. So whatever God is telling you to do, and you do that, whether it be business, whether it be ministry, whatever it is. Verse 10, overflow, multiplication will be upon you, your family, and your life. Why? Because you did the first thing first. You honored God. You honored God. So I'm giving you an opportunity this morning, those listening online, to do what? To honor God. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with your wealth, and with the first fruits of all your increase. You honor God with your life, you see God in every area. You see God. When I'm up here worshiping God, I'm like, I don't care what I sound like. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what I feel like. Because I'm here to honor God. So if I dance a little jig, if I dance on the chair, if I roll on the floor, if I'm weeping or like, it does, I'm honoring God. And it looks different for each of you. Just like your financial realm is going to look different. There's no judgment on what you give. You honor God. You honor God, church. Your giftings, you honor God with your giftings. Your talents, you honor God. It looks different for everybody. But it's a heart thing. It's your heart. Above everything, give God your heart. Let Him possess your life. Glory to God. Ushers, you might as well come up here. There's offering envelopes. Hold on, ushers. There's offering envelopes. If you don't know one, just smack your neighbor. They'll show you. If you don't know where they are. Amen. There's ways to give. If you're listening online, there's many ways to give online. But you can also mail a check. But there's many ways to give. We love you. But here's the thing. People often ask, why do you give so many ways to give? Because we want so many ways the Lord to bless you. We don't want to hinder what God wants to do. Amen. And that's why we teach on offering and tithing and giving and all those things. Because that is where the blessing of the Lord is. That is where the blessing of the Lord is. Did you know your tithe is there for protection? And offering is there for provision. Amen. Amen. above and beyond what an offering. That's what an offering is. So when you tithe, you rebuke the devourer by tithing. And I tell you, the message today is going to speak into all this. You better get ready. Today's message is going to be over the top. Ushers, go ahead, serve the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You guys are honoring the Lord. The offering is no less anointed than the message or the altar. This is what the Lord's speaking to me. The offering is no less anointed than the altar. Because some of you right now, you're giving as an altar. That's your altar in your finances. Amen. There's faith being released right now that is just as much faith as somebody that's on the floor. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I want you to understand this. This is big. People look and they categorize the service, or they categorize the things of God as what's important, what's more important than something else, like the message, the preaching is the most important thing. No, it's not. No, it's not. The presence of God is the most important thing. So if the presence is in the first 30 seconds, that's the most anointed time. That's the biggest breakthrough time. We've had breakthrough in offering time. We've had breakthrough in worship time where we never got to the message. We've had wonderful times at the altar. So what does it really mean? It really means is when you honor God and put Him first, that's where you need to be. Amen. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the offering and the tithe, the first fruit, as we honor you with all of our increase, with our lives, Lord. We honor you. All those listening around the world that you're speaking to, even now, Father, I thank you that you see their heart cry. You see their heart towards you, and it brings you great joy. Let this seed, let this offering bring great joy, a great aroma to heaven, even now. We thank you for it. We thank you for the opportunity to sow, knowing that our vats will overflow, knowing that our needs shall be met, and more than enough for all that we have need of. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like there's an echo in my voice, but does it sound all right out there? Okay. Amen. The Lord is good. Today's message, I'm going to do my best. I want you to be praying for me. Because the message today is probably, for me personally, the greatest impact on my life. Besides the empowering and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This topic I'm talking about today, and I don't know how long, it is probably the greatest impact in me personally, in ministry and in life. And it's one word. And it's a word that when you understand it, it will tap into every area of life, ministry, natural and spiritual. Every area. It'll help you handle the enemy. It'll help you handle the affairs of life. It touches and permeates every area. And you think, what is it? It must be love. Well, love's very important. You know, faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love. But this area is a word called authority. And when you understand authority and how it is laid out and how the kingdom authority is laid out, how earthly authorities are laid out, it will change your life forever. It seriously will change your life. And there's a book called Believer's Authority by Kenneth E. Hagin. That is the book, besides the Bible, that changed my life in ministry. Because when you see and understand authority, you realize that everything is based off of authority. Everything in life has a levels of authority to it, natural and spiritual. Every area. You think of the Trinity, there's authority. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says, you know, I'll do what Jesus tells me. Jesus said, I am only about my Father's business. That's authority. You can see right through the Trinity, authority matters. You can see through the church, there's authority. There's pastors, there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors. There are realms of authority that the Lord has called and placed there. What? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Amen. It's not, authority is not a bad thing. Authority is a wonderful thing. The world wants to get away from authority. But I'll tell you what, I love authority. I want authority in my life. I want the Trinity in operation in my life. And I want to submit to it. I want men and women of God that have authority speaking into my life. Why? Because I know if authority is in line, the blessing of the Lord flows. Anytime authority is out of line, there's chaos. Every time. I don't care what subject you're thinking about, whether it's your job, whether it's your finances. If the Lord is not number one in your life and you're not honoring the Lord with your giving, your finances are out of order and are out of authority. Oh, a rousing amen. Hallelujah. Glad I got that point across. Any area, church, even down to you, personally, as an individual being, there's authority within you that has to be in order. Example, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a physical body. If your physical body is running your life, you're out of authority. You're walking in your flesh. If your thoughts, your emotions, and your mindset is running your life, you're out of authority. Because why? God made you a spirit being. You're supposed to be led and guided by your spirit. So the world is out of authority spiritually because they do not even know God. They haven't accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. See, when the Lord and Savior, when Jesus is the King of your heart, it puts you in authority and you submit to His authority. He becomes your what? Lord and Savior. You know what a Lord is? A Lord is a boss. You do whatever the boss says. Amen. You say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, to everything the boss says. Think about it. The Bible, authority all through it. All through the Bible. Authority. Every man and woman of God understood authority in the Bible. And those that didn't realized at the end, they missed it. Let me tell you something. There's many people in the natural that think they're the authority. But they're going to get to a point where when Jesus shows up, they're going to realize they missed it. Because the word authority, that would be a good thing to do, is to give you the definition of authority. Exousia in the Greek is the word authority. It's power, the right to control or govern, dominion, an area or sphere of jurisdiction, a ruler. So, someone, that's why in the natural, police officers have jurisdictions. So, one has authority here. Once you cross the county line, there's a different jurisdiction, right? You get what I'm saying? Amen. Through the government, president, there's Congress, there's Senate, amen, there's the judicial branch. There are all realms of authority. And anytime those realms of authority are out of line, there's chaos. Huh. Do you think, don't think too long on it, is there some things out of line? Yes. Yes, indeedy. There's things out of line. Authority is out of line. If you didn't know it, if you forgot history class or government class, this country is we the people. The people are the authority in America. This isn't government class today, and I'm not going to preach on it. But I'm just telling you right now, the people are suppressed, and those that are in what we call authority want to run the show. They want to run the people, but they're voted in by the people. See the mess up we got going on? We got a heck of a mess. But we don't operate on that mess. We operate on the kingdom. Heaven. Amen. And there's realms of authority. And that's why as a pastor, we have to submit to the authority above us, which is Jesus. Jesus is my supreme authority. I am a under-shepherd to the good shepherd. So when there's things that I say, you're thinking, I don't want to hear that. You have to hear it because Jesus is telling me to tell you. I only do what he's telling me to tell you. So there's times where I'll keep my mouth shut and you're thinking, why won't he just say this? Because I, Holy Ghost says, shh. So I, shh. You understand? Authority. Because if I speak, I'm saying I know more than God and I can fix the situation myself. That's a bad place to be, especially for a minister, because that would give me double judgment. Amen. Or oh me. So, authority is not just power, okay? And it, I love King James. I'm a King James guy. But King James messed it up in a scripture here. And let me share a scripture with you where King James Version is not correct. Luke 10:19. New King James got it right, but King James didn't. It says in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give you power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." That's King James. New King James, New Living Translation, they say the first word for power is really authority. And you're going to find something out. Power means nothing if authority isn't backing it. And that's what I want to talk about today, is the difference between authority and power. Because you can have power in the world's standards, but if you don't have the authority, your power is going to run short. Your power will run short. Think about this. Ponder this. Think of Goliath. What a big man, full of power. But he lacked one key ingredient, authority. Goliath had the power. David had the authority. Authority had the ability to take the powers down. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. With God, all things are possible. You don't look at the powers out there in the natural to dictate the authority that lives on the inside of you. Church, you have authority over all every spiritual wickedness and principality here on this earth and in heaven. You have that authority over that. So I don't care what the power looks like out there. When you have the authority, you got the ability to overcome the power. Darkness had no power on you when you said yes to Jesus. You said yes to Jesus, all of hell had to run. Every demon that was possessing you, every dark area in your life, every curse broken because of Jesus. That's authority. That is authority. And you say, well, I was just 7 years old. When Jesus shows up, you could be 2 years old. You don't understand what I'm saying. You are not getting what I'm saying. Because if you get what I'm saying, you'll run around this place so excited because there's nothing in hell that can stop you. Amen. There's nothing the enemy can do that can stop the believer that believes on Jesus. The problem is, it's not a power problem, it's an authority problem. Yeah. People are like, give me more power, give me more power. You know what power flows through? Authority. Yeah. When you know your authority and who you are in Christ, you walk in the power. Hallelujah. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody's crying out for power, give me more power. Well, authority will have you submit to the pastor at the church. Authority will have you submit at your job. Oh, well, come on, man. I know more than my boss does. I don't care what you know. If you don't submit to your boss, you're out of authority, and it doesn't work. No matter how smart you think you are, till you have the authority there, sure, do what you're supposed to do. Go do your job, submit to authority, and have integrity and character. And the Lord will raise you up. Amen. Too many people want to control their job, and they have zero shares in the company, zero voice in the matter, but they want all the voice. You're just a talking head that is going nowhere. As soon as you get on your face before God, that's when you humble yourself, and that's when He lifts you up. Because you're saying no to self and yes to Him. This is what I'm talking about. When you understand and humble yourself and get your heart right, you start understanding authority, you'll get on your face before God. You won't care what people think about you. You'll be a Bible thumper. You'll be a tongue talker because you know you're submitted to the Holy Ghost. And yet people are they're making fun of the Holy Ghost. They're even trying to take Father out of the Bible. You talk about ruining authority, you're totally missing it. And they're wondering why. Anyway, we're talking about the good things of God. Amen. The goodness of God leadeth to repentance. What is that? That's submitting to authority. Getting sin out of your life is submitting to authority, saying, this sin has no power over me. This addiction has no power over me. I release it to you, Jesus. I get on my face before you, Jesus. See, the greatest way to authority is surrender. Surrendering of yourself gets you the quickest way. If you want promotion, there's a wonderful book by Rick Renner called Promotion, and I'm sure there's a million other ones, but that's the one I read. And you know how it wasn't even spiritual. It was practical things you do. Go to work. Be a man of your word. Show up when you're supposed to show up. Do what you're asked to do. Simple things lead to promotion. Yeah. People ask me all the time, well, I want a raise. I want a better job. Do what you're supposed to do at your job. The Lord will open a door. Stop trying to push the door open. You're trying to enter into a place of authority that is not for you to be in. Stop trying to play God. Let God be God and you be you. And you will be like God when you be what God has called you to be. Because the Bible says we're Christians. We're Christ-like. So if we do what Christ does and we say what Christ says, amen, we'll be like Christ. And then we'll have the authority. See? Think about it. All through Scripture, I get so excited about this matter. It just gets me so excited because why? Because it's not in my own power. It's in my own decision making. If I can say no to my flesh and yes to Jesus, that's what I need to do to enter into authority. Because it's not in my power. Not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So if I can get in tune with my spirit and out of my head and out of my flesh, I'm going to enter into authority. Why do you think prayer has so much power? It's not going and picketing something, raising it, dressing up like some hooligan, waving a gun around, acting like you have some type of power. We don't war against flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. It's through God that we receive authority. When we pray in the name of Jesus. Why? Jesus is the name above every name. And every name must submit. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. I am. For Jesus. I love Jesus and I know this is the answer to a lot of your problems. When you understand authority, you'll break through things and it'll be even easier. Why do you think... Why do you think His yoke is easy, His burden is light? Because your flesh doesn't have to do it, and God will do it for you. But you have to say yes to God. You can't do it in your own power. You can't fix your marriage, but God can. You can't fix your finances. Well, I'll get another job. I'll get a third job. I'll work overtime. You're going to burn yourself out, stress yourself out so much that you won't even be around to enjoy all that you work for. Because you worked your body too much. Just get in God's presence and allow Him to tell you what to do. Maybe He'll give you a witty idea. You'll have an invention. All of a sudden, you'll have millions. I'm not saying quit your job and just try to do that. Do what the Lord's telling you to do. Amen. You say, could it be that easy? If the Lord's in it, yes, it can be that easy. But if it worked for somebody, that doesn't mean you do the same thing. Because if the anointing is not on you and God did not tell you to do it, it ain't going to work. There's many people that went to the Bible school I went to and someone sowed a car and reaped a car. Well, five other students did the same thing, but they sowed a car and they walked to class. They didn't get the car because the Lord didn't speak that to them. You understand? When the Lord's got to speak it to you. And it's happened for a lot of people. A lot of people have sown cars and got cars, but you got to do it when the Lord tells you to do it. Amen. The authority and the power is on it where the Lord is. If the Lord is not in it, there's no authority or power there. Why do you think the government is losing power? Because the Lord is not in it. Yeah, the Lord's in some of the government. He's in people. He's in Christians that are in government. And they'll be taken care of. But I'm telling you, the system will fail if God's not in it. If it's not God's system, it's not worth even being a part of. All right, let me get to some more scripture here instead of just ranting. Luke 10, behold, I give you authority. Who gives the authority? Jesus. Jesus. This is written in red. Amen. I, Jesus, give you, the believer, the church, authority. Who gives the authority? Jesus gives the authority. Not man. Not man. Not the president, not the government, not your boss. I give you authority. Because if you get what you think is authority from man, it's false authority. It's false authority. It's false power. It cannot stand. You can do everything you want in the natural. You can gain the whole world and lose your soul. Bible. What is that? That's doing it in your own power, own authority, but you miss the key to life everlasting. You miss supreme authority. You miss Jesus. Behold, I give you authority. This is what keeps the burning on the inside of me, is realizing that Jesus is everything and I am nothing. So if I don't have Jesus, I really don't have anything. I don't even have life. Without Jesus. I definitely don't have eternal life in heaven without Jesus. But I'm realizing I don't really have a life here on earth without Jesus. I really don't. You say, well, you can make something of yourself. Yeah, but if it's made by me, it's nothing. It has no bearing on anything. It has no eternal value at all. That's why everything we have to do, we have to ask ourselves, is this what the Lord wants me to do? I'm talking to you. I'm speaking to you as an individual. You have to ask yourself day in and day out, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Is this what you're speaking for me to do? Is it the right timing for me to do it? Because where God is, that's where authority is. That's where power is. Remember this, authority. The right to control or govern. That's what authority is. Dominion, an area or sphere of jurisdiction. When Jesus rose from the grave, he gave us authority over all demons and evil spirits. That moment he rose from the grave, he defeated all darkness. 2,000 years ago, he did it. So why are people wrestling with demons? Why are people trying to do all this stuff, trying to be equals with demonic and darkness? It's not equal. Right. You're not church. You're not equal with darkness. Come on. It's under your feet. Yeah. You have authority over it. Yeah. If it's possessing someone, you speak to it. Right. If it's oppressing someone, you cast it out. Yeah. Amen. That's authority. But by and large, the church doesn't know its authority. They allow demonic activity to just kind of operate on the side. Operate on the side. See, if it's not huge and manifesting like it is in other countries where a person's slithering on the ground like a snake, you say, does that really happen? Yeah, it happens all the time in foreign countries. All the time. Just people are very, very strong demonic activity. But did you know idol worship is demonic activity? idol worship. Oh, don't say that, Pastor. My hobbies and my kids' traveling sports. Man, don't. I'm telling you, it's ripping families apart. It's ripping families apart. I know nobody's going to give me an amen to this message. Amen. Jesus, I'm telling you, there's things, he's crept in and people are allowing it to be okay. But the surrender isn't there. The all of God, the fear of God isn't there. But it's coming back. There's a third great awakening. There's people grabbing a hold of it. The all of God, the fear of God. That God's above everything else. I don't want anything but God. Amen. It's here. It's here in this building. You should come to some prayer time sometime. You should come to some Sunday nights. We're here for like 4 hours. You say, oh my golly, that's going to cut into my NCIS or my, you know, what does Andrew Womack say? As the stomach turns, you know? Some of you young people maybe don't get that. As the World Turns was a soap opera. He calls it As the Stomach Turns. You know, anyway, bad joke, but I thought it was funny. Yeah. You keep preaching. Amen. Authority. Scripture. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Serpents and scorpions represent demons and evil spirits. Jesus gave the church authority, his disciples, to trample on evil spirits. Amen. Last time I stomped on an ant the other day, or a bug the other day, and it went from this tall, a quarter inch, to like flat. Under my foot. That's what demonic spirits can do too. What they think they're doing, you speak to it. All of a sudden, it's done. Amen. It's done. You say, well, I got to go through this 10-step. You don't have to go through it. Just one step.
Come on.
Jesus.
Come on.
One step. That's all it takes. That's what authority does. Yeah. One stone took care of Goliath. Just one. Yeah, well, he had many. Well, that's because he just picked up a few. One did it. One did it.
Come on.
One word from God can change your life forever. That's what authority does. And I know the King James, King James said power twice. That first word is authority. And it changes the whole scenario of that scripture. But because if you only operate in power, which is in most translations or most of the Greek, the word power is dunamis, which is miraculous power, which is needed, which is how the Holy Spirit operates. But if you neglect the word authority, it changes everything. Do you know the word power in the New Testament? Is that 57 times in King James it's written power, but it really means authority. 57 times in the New Testament, the word power is really authority. And it changes the verse totally. It changes, meaning, instead of just having power in the moment, you literally have dominion and jurisdiction. Can you imagine if you owned a county, but you had power in yourself to change the scenario wherever you were? That's one thing. But if you have jurisdiction over a realm, like your home, your family, you can speak things and you don't have to physically be there to have control. You can declare a word and decree a word, amen, and speak the power of God in the kingdom of God over your family. That's what authority does. As a pastor, that's what I do over New Freedom. We speak life. I speak life into you. Why? Because God has given me the jurisdiction here. You say, well, I want that. Well, go seek the Lord yourself and let Him call you. I'm not giving up my place that He called me because you want it.
Come on.
Hey, I know that sounds rough to some people, but God put me here.
That's right.
God's got to remove me. The church, some of the churches already missed that mark. They move ministers around. The congregation controls the minister. No! You're playing God if you do that. Your authority is messed up if the body is running the head.
Come on, preach.
Come on, think about your own self. People that are out of their mind, their body does crazy things. Why? Because it's not in authority. It's not in order. What do you think addictions, what do you think alcohol and drugs do to you? They mess with your authority. They mess with your ability to function. Yeah. And you're addicted to them, so they're controlling you. What is authority? Authority is taking control of the situation. Amen. Amen. But if your flesh is running wild, sexually, pornography, same thing, out of order. And then people are like, why is my marriage messed up? What? It's very simple. It's very simple. I could get into every single area of life. People that are living together that are unmarried, you're out of order. And then they have a pregnancy, out of order. And then women's, I'm just on a, my body, my choice. You already messed up and made the decision. And that child on the inside is a child of that God created and God ordained. And it frustrates me. And I know there's situations where there wasn't a choice there. There wasn't a choice there. And that breaks my heart. But majority, it's a choice between two people that they chose to do that. And then, by God's design, there's procreation. Because a seed entered and fertility took place. And then a woman says, my body, my choice. You already relinquished your choice because you slept unwed. This is not the message I wanted to preach. I guarantee you I did not wake up this morning feeling this way. But that's a divine, that's a human being on the inside of there. But their flesh decided to make a decision ahead of time. And now they want to destroy what God created and what God ordained. You can see it everywhere, in every area of life. You can see it in marriage. You can see it in every area. You can see it in business. Businesses do not last when things are out of authority, out of line. Marriages don't last when things are out of order. I don't know why. I did not want to share that. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents. This is why the Lord has even sent me here. To get the word of God into people. That's my mandate. Get the word. Why? Because the truth will set you free. Man, when you know the truth, you will be made free. New freedom. Why? Why? It's all by God's design to break the power of the enemy, to destroy the power of the enemy, and to give you a life that God intended you to live. Amen. That's authority. That's power. And it brings about change in somebody's life. And this is what keeps me going as a minister. This right here, authority. God spoke it to me. He's my authority. Till He says anything different, here I am. People can come and go. I'm staying. Until the Lord does whatever He needs to do or calls me home. That's authority. If someone comes to me and says, I don't think you should be the pastor here, I don't care what you think. I really don't. Because you're not God. See, if God says it, I believe it, that settles it. If God says I'm out of order and I need to step down because I did something I chose, God said it. Wholeheartedly step that. That's not going to happen though, because the Holy Ghost will keep me. Amen. But you gotta hear this. You gotta catch it on the inside. What is God speaking to you? Because that's the authority. That's the authority in your life. There's so many voices out there. So many voices people are hearing, even from different ministers. So many voices, and they're trying to discern and decipher. What is this? What is this? This is the voice of God. Right here, from Genesis to Revelation. This is God's word to you. Written in ink to you. This is your final authority. Amen. See, when you understand that the word of God is inspired, where it's infallible. There's nothing lacking, nothing missing. This is it. So whatever is written in here, if anything contradicts this, no thank you. People can write self-help books, they can do programs, but if they don't have this imparted into it, no. Why? Authority. If the Word of God is not your authority, I pray for you. Authority. Authority. You cannot have authority unless given by the one who has it to give. You and I cannot have authority unless it has been delegated to us by the one that has it. So if someone that is above me, a minister that is an overseer, amen, gives me, says, Pastor, I want you to go and do this for me. Yes, sir, I'll do that. He delegated that authority to me to go do it. If I speak to my wife or Pastor Joe, Pastor Lacey, or anyone here, I need help with it. That's delegating authority. Can you pray for this situation? Can you share this word? That's all delegated authority. See, we don't see it that way. Society definitely doesn't see it that way. Oh, it's my voice. My opinion. My opinion matters. Doesn't my opinion matter? Doesn't my opinion matter? You know, I've worked here for 20 years. Don't I have a say? Right? Isn't that everybody's? I've been here a long time. How did that person get the raise and not me? I've been here longer. Don't. What about me? What about you? What's God say about you? I was at Bible school and I was working this dead-end job at a glass plant. It was miserable, $9 an hour trying to support my family. Pitiful. Pitiful. But that's where the Lord had me, so that's where the Lord had me. He had to make up the difference when I was getting $9 an hour. But I'm not tooting my own horn. It was God, but I went to work. I did what I was asked to do. It's amazing when you do what you're asked to do, how much promotion comes. When you show up for work, it's amazing that you keep your job. Isn't it phenomenal? When you do what you're asked, when you're a child and your parent says, do this, and you do it, it's amazing how nice dinner is. It's amazing how bad dinner is when you don't do what you're supposed to do. That's all authority. But we can't see it that way. It's all authority. When the dog disobeys you, it's not obeying authority. I don't know if I'm getting this across the way it needs. I sure hope I am. But you can go from the most minute little thing with authority. Very, very little with authority. To the greatest thing, to countries and nations. And it's all going to wind up. You read the end of the book. We win. That's the final. Jesus is the final authority. He's coming back for the church. New heaven and new earth. We'll have millennial reign. I don't care what country does whatever it wants to do now. The final authority is already written. And we're like, people are sweating. The church is like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Read your book. Read the Bible. It tells you what's going to happen. Even what Russia's doing, coming down from the north, you're going to see it. It's all written in the Bible. People don't read their authority. They listen to some talking head on the news screen to be their authority. No wonder you're spiritually messed up if all you're doing is listening to natural words, natural man. You got to get it from here. If it doesn't line up with this authority, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. You say, well, I got to know the news. Man, I guarantee you the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you where you need to be, when you need to be there. There's churches underground. They don't have phones. They pray and find out what time and where they need to meet. By the inspiration of God. By divine, they hear the voice of God. Go here. Be there 5 o'clock. At this house. They don't share about where they're going next time. You got to get the word of the Lord. Can you imagine that in this country? Hey, we're not telling you when church is next. You got to find out from God. And we struggle with people even making it to church when they know what time it is. For a whole year in advance. 10 o'clock Sunday morning if you missed it the first 50,000 times. But we struggle with that. But they're so hungry for God. They seek God with everything because they know that's their authority. They know it's life or death, whether they hear the voice of God or not. We got so many voices, so much stuff in society, so much on our phones we're listening to, looking at, worried about, concerned about. Some of you may be checking your phone down low like this behind the seat. What time is it? Why is he taking so long? You're missing it. You're missing what's going to give you God's divine will and authority and abundant life. And you're worried about the score of something. Or when the store closes. Yeah, caught you. That wasn't even by inspiration of God. That wasn't prophecy. It's a real deal. I've seen it with my own eyes. Doesn't take faith. Authority. If you mean business with God, God means business with you. You serious about God, God's serious about you. God's serious about everybody. He's just waiting for them to be serious with Him. He sent His own Son to the cross to die for people. All man. He's serious. That's authority. He is very serious about your life and about every sinner out there. Very concerned about every person. Sent His own Son for every person. So if people, well, God's not hearing me. God doesn't think this. God already did what He's going to do. You're just listening to too much other stuff. You're under the wrong authority. I'm not getting on ministries. I love the church. Behold, I need to get past this scripture. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all power. How much power? All. All power. All demonic power God has given you authority over. You cannot misinterpret this scripture. If you say, oh, the enemy's really beating me up, because you're letting them. You already have the power. You have the authority to speak to it and cast it out. The problem is people are ignorant, unlearned to what's a demonic attack and what's their flesh. They can't discern whether the enemy's attacking them or whether their feelings are getting in the way. I'm telling you, I'm preaching better than you're shouting. Because if you get a hold of this, you'll realize that you're speaking to something. The enemy done kicked out a mile away, and you're trying to have a battle with them. And it's your own emotions and your own physical realm that you're dealing with. And you're blaming the enemy. He's already whipped over in the corner crying, and you're trying to fight him. But it's your own self. You haven't put your flesh under. Amen. If that's you, don't raise your hand. All right. I'm just preaching, okay? I'm not putting names to it. So if you feel conviction, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. Where was I? I lost my page. All power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Man, this is awesome. You read this Bible, it's phenomenal about how exciting it is. Nothing shall hurt you. You say, you mean when I go out? Nothing shall hurt you. If God's word is true, amen, nothing shall hurt you. Nothing of the enemy has the power over you or your family. Nothing. You say, well, the enemy, he's really working on my marriage. Really? Is he working on your marriage? Or are you not working on your marriage? Oh, the enemy, he's really working on my kids. Oh, are you spending time with your kids? Do you have devotion with your kids? Are you praying with your kids? Are you eating dinner and fellowshipping with your kids? Do you even know where your kids are? Remember that ad? Do you know where your kids are? Yeah. Spend time with your kids. It's amazing. They are designed to spend time with their parents. You are designed to impart to them your authority into their life. Guess what else comes with authority? Little discipline. Oh man, Johnny, I can't control. Discipline him. I'm not saying beat him. I'm saying discipline him. Love him enough to discipline. Amen. That's authority. God chastises those whom He loves. God brings correction. That's authority. You as a parent need to bring correction. I'm telling you, I could go on. This sermon could be unending. I'm still on my first verse. Amazing. I'm going to read it one more time. Over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. If every good and perfect gift is from God in heaven above, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So if the enemy come, anything that's stealing, killing, or destroying in your life, family, or anywhere else in the realm that you have influence, you have authority over it. You have authority over it. Even finances. That's why we tithe, rebuke the devourer. If you don't tithe, you don't have the authority to rebuke the devourer. Oh, you missed that. Oh, enemy, get off of my finances. But you're not obedient to do what the Lord's telling you to do. I think you missed it a second time. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't speak the promise of God till you do the will of God. Tithing rebukes the devourer. The faith step to give 10% and honor God puts you in the realm that the enemy cannot touch your finances or your possessions. Man, if you're a business owner, you should be tithing to rebuke the devourer off of your business. You say, well, my business is doing just fine. Well, praise God, He's kept you this long. But tithing rebukes the devourer. Doing what God's word says gives you the power and authority to speak into it. If you're not obeying this, you can't speak this into your situation. This is big. What I've just said is huge. Because many people have it up here to speak it. But if it's not down here, it's not working. What do I mean by that? If you want to, you can go there. Acts 19:15. I'm just going to quote it though. The evil spirit said, the demon said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Who are you? There's a difference there. There's a difference there, church. Jesus I know. Jesus I know because Jesus walked in His authority. Paul I know because Paul walked in His authority. But who are you? You're not doing, I never even met you yet. That means they weren't walking in their authority yet. They were trying to. They were trying to. Look at it this way. The disciples, they couldn't cast the demon out. And Jesus said, this one comes out by prayer and fasting. Think about this. They could cast the demon out. They had the authority, but their faith, they were in doubt. Unbelief. They couldn't do it. Authority is blocked because of unbelief. You can have a desire, but if your faith is not there obtaining it and grabbing a hold of it, your authority will not process. I'm going through a lot. I feel like I'm overfeeding you. There's so much in this. Ephesians 1:18-23. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe. Power is released to the believer according to the working of His mighty power. He worked it. He worked it right out of the grave. Resurrection power. The power over death and defeat and sin and sickness and disease has already been worked, which He worked in heavenly places far above, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in heavenly places. See, Jesus already did it. He's already seated. We just have to operate in it. Verse 21, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also which is to come. Let me stop there. For all these people that say, oh, it'll be better when we get to heaven, you're missing your authority. Did you hear what I just said? If you're only hoping for everything to be good when you're in heaven, you're missing your authority now. Not only in what age? This age. But also which is to come. Talking about heaven. So the church age has the power of what heaven provides now. But if you don't know it, you won't walk in it. If you don't, it's kind of like when you go somewhere. If you know where you're going, it's easy to get there. But it's really difficult when you ask somebody, they're like, oh, it's easy, you can't miss it. If you've never been there, you can miss it. There's people who've been to church for 50 years and still missing it. But it's all written there. And Jesus said, come to me as a child. So it's, where's the, it's all there. It's all there, and it's been here. It's been here. We're just listening to the wrong source. We're getting wrong information. We're believing a lie. We've been deceived. Not anymore. Not a new freedom. Not you another day of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I speak about a lot of negative things, but I see so many positive. I see a room full of overcomers. I see a room full of victorious, on fire believers, full of authority and power. Amen. They say, you know what? I'm going to take control of my marriage. I'm going to take control of my family. Not control with a fist, control with the power of God. Authority. Amen. Authority. Spiritual authority. If you can grab the spiritual realm, you'll dictate the natural realm. You can have the most heathen man fall on it, the strongest man, biggest man, fall on his face and weep at the altar. Why? Because authority of heaven is touching his heart. Doesn't matter the physical realm. Doesn't matter the governmental realm. Why? Isaiah 9:6. Government is upon his shoulders. God, Jesus has reign over everything. He has reign over everything. I'll get into it another day because I'm getting ready to get on a rabbit trail. We'll never leave. About human will and that how that limits authority. Even God's authority is limited because of human will till the end. And then it doesn't matter because Jesus is going to, he'll handle everything. Where do we go? Help me, help me, help me. Verse 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to who? The church. All that was written in there, all the power, all the authority that was given to Jesus when he rose from the grave has been delegated to the church. You. You. You say, I don't know if I can handle all that authority. The church, the gates of hell will not prevail. All of heaven is placed throughout the church. Every born-again believer receives delegated authority from heaven. No matter what place the Lord calls them into, you have delegated authority. That means, get this, that means everywhere the Lord places you, you're victorious. Everywhere you tread your foot, there's victory. Why? Because he's given you authority over the enemy. The enemy cannot stop you. Amen. Cannot stop you. Say, well, I don't know, man. It's been a hard, I've had a hard row to hoe. It's been rough. The ground's been hard. This has been, God will water that thing. All of a sudden, you can wake up a day and you'll be like, you know what? I've been doing it this way and the Lord showed me a different way. Oh my God, this way is so much easier. Amen. And you could never see it before, but God's divine authority has been transferred to you and you're like, discerning of spirits. All of a sudden, you see it. Gift of faith. You step into something you never stepped into before. I'm telling you, it can fall. And it's fallen on you now. You need to be able to see the miracle before your eyes. You say, well, we've been struggling financially. God's going to give you a creative miracle to walk in and to live. To thrive. You say, I've never heard these messages before in my old church. Yeah, dead. You got to believe. Release your faith and grab a hold of the promise. They're yours. Read the Bible with your name in it. I, David Patterson, am the righteousness of God in Christ. I, David, am the healed of the Lord. I am redeemed. I am the head and not the tail. Glory to God. You got to confess these things. Take your authority back. Stop relinquishing it. Stop chalking it up for, well, that's the way society is or that's the way I was raised. You know how often I use that dumb comment? Well, that's the way I was raised. I have a poverty mentality because that's the way I was raised. You idiot. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about you. Amen. I'm talking about myself. Thinking the wrong thoughts. Getting the wrong teaching. Just accepting life for what it is. No! God's got a divine life for you. God's got a world overcoming faith on the inside of you. There's victory and miracles living in you. There's healing in you. That's authority. You say, I never understood this. Now you do. Grab a hold of it. Jesus paid it for you. He's redeemed you from the curse. He's redeemed you from the curse. You don't have to live in the curse anymore. The power of hell has no power over the believer.
Come on.
Over the believer. Sam, I want you to come up here. Sam's going to share his testimony. And I asked him ahead of time. I didn't just call him out. I asked him ahead of time. But what I want you to see is when he shares this, this is what I want you to understand. You were seeking the Lord, weren't you? You were looking for answers. That's the key. That's the key. What he's going to share came based off of him saying, I need help. See the simplicity of what I'm saying. It was already there. It's already provided. But a man said, I need help. And he doesn't need to go into the detail why he was asking for help. But when he shares this, I want you to see what the Lord did in his life. Go ahead.
So I started coming here, what was it, late July last year. And I got myself on a really good track of being resaved and being with the Lord every day. And life throws you curveballs, you hit speed bumps, and I've recently have gone through some very dark times where I felt that I was coming distant again from the Lord. And so I reached out to the pastor, and I told him I needed help. Went over to his house, talked in the basement for about an hour and a half. And then that very next Sunday at church, it was during the altar calls at the end of the message. I was sitting in the seat, and I was hesitant to coming up for prayer. I knew I needed it, but I was hesitant. But then he looked at me, and he told me to come up. So I think that was God's way of telling me to go up there.
That's authority, by the way.
Yeah. So he prayed over me. I fell to the floor. And I had a vision. I was laying on the floor just as I was. And I was looking up. I had my eyes closed, but I was looking up. And the ceiling was gone. And I could just see the bright blue sky. And I could see angels flying above me. And I could hear the music, the background music, but I could also see the music. And I can also see colors that are not natural to the earth that we live on. I can't explain what they are because the Lord cut off my imagination to explain it. And I felt warm hands holding my head, and I just heard a deep voice saying, you got this, keep going, I'm always with you in every moment of life, even in the darkest. So I think that's just a good reminder that the natural parts of this world is going to try to throw you off, but just remember that the Lord is always behind you and always going to hold you up.
Amen. Amen. I think you're good. Why I wanted him to share that was nothing to do that he came to my house. Nothing to do that I prayed with him. It was the very fact that he cried out to God. And he realized that he needed help. And he was struggling and working through some things. And what I want you to see is how authority operates. God's not looking for what you can do. God wants you to see what he's done. And that's exactly what happened to Sam. Is God gave him an open vision of heaven. And I know it's true because I've read time after time of men and women of God that have died physically and spent time in heaven. And it's the same exact description of colors you can't comprehend. There's no words for them. Music that's so beautiful, you can't put words to it. That's heaven. Blue skies. It's not cloudy and dark. All those descriptions are descriptions of heaven. And it came from a young man that said, I need help. There was no judgment there. God didn't say, you did this, this, and this. And you got to go through penance, and you got to go through a class, and you got to go this, this. And... No, he revealed himself to him. He loved him in that moment. So when you, I want you to just close your eyes and ask the Lord, what is it that you need help with? Listening online, what is it that you need help with? Because there's an authority here. If it can happen for one, it can happen for anybody. I'm not saying you need an open vision, but we all need the Lord's hand upon us. And he's our ever-present help in time of need. So, Father, I thank you that this young man's testimony of his open vision here at New Freedom is just a start of the glory and the presence of God that only you can reveal to your people. And for those listening online, it comes through the man Jesus Christ. It comes by the hand of God. Because he cares for you. He loves you. And he wants to meet you right where you are. It's not about what you did. It's about what he's done. And if you would surrender, give your heart to Jesus. And say, Lord, help me. I am in a place right now. I am in a predicament right now. I am in the struggle of my life. I am broken and hurting. Whatever it is, I am lost. And I need a Savior. I need help. I can't find my way. I've tried every other way. And they all are dead end, leading to nowhere. Today is your day to surrender your heart to Jesus. You say, is this an altar call for the unsaved? Yes. Is this an altar call for the backslidden? Yes. Is this an altar call for the born again believer? Yes. If you have to give your heart, surrender your ways. And allow Jesus to be your first love. Allow his authority to rule and reign in your life. You may be sitting here today saying, I gave my heart to Jesus. But I'm here to say, have you given your life? Have you surrendered it all? I don't feel to ask anyone to come forward here this morning. Because I believe God is touching you right where you are. And those listening online, right where you are. As faith opens your heart, the flood of His glory is going to pour out in you. any realm, any ground that the enemy has stolen, God will restore sevenfold.